moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast. We are back.
We're back,
bitch. It's myself, Ali Ryan, founder of Goss.ie, and our fabulous editor, Kendra Becker.
Hey, hey.
Episode 32, so exciting. So yeah, we took a bit of a break. We basically do the Gosscast in 3 month segments, and then we give ourselves a bit of a break. It's a lot of work. Lots to do, but we've been missing y'all, and we've been missing all the drama. So much has gone down, like
so much,
too much. Obviously, we always do the "in case you missed it" segment, but this entire episode is basically going to be "in case you missed it." But then we're going to do a big focus on Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy, which I'm so excited to get into. So excited. So much has gone on. I wanted to start off by talking about also that's been going down with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. There's always stuff going on with them. There's always drama. But, like, they've basically started an all-out war with the press. And I'm going to read a little bit of the statement, right? Because I think a lot of people felt bad for Harry. And I even tweeted at the time that I understood where he was coming from, even from a journalist's perspective. But my perspective has slightly changed. Let me see. Oh, great. This is actually his statement from 2016. Which is really helpful. That was actually when, wasn't that when him and Meghan started seeing each other?
Yeah, and journalists were going to her mother's house and stuff, and he was basically saying to back off.
Back off. Okay, 1 second. Let me find this here.
Yeah, I do agree though. I do feel bad. Like, I definitely do think that, like, the press are going way too crazy with Meghan.
Yeah, there's parts to it that I agree with, and there's parts of it that I don't. 1 second, I just want to see the full statement. So, basically in a roundabout way, he was saying that he felt the press have been bullying Meghan, which me and you have said.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely been a few articles that make no sense. Like, so he's specifically suing the UK Mail on Sunday. And we had said before, we'd seen this story where, like, Meghan had, like, wrapped baby Archie in, like, what do you call it?
Like a cloth. Type thing. Or like, yeah. A swaddle blanket.
A swaddle, whatever. And basically then the Mail, like, flew to some random third world country to see where it was made and basically tried to blame her. And there was another article about how Meghan...
They basically said it was made in, like, a sweatshop.
Yeah.
Type thing.
And the children weren't paid enough and all this kind of stuff. And then there was another article about how she likes avocado on her toast. And have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. And how it's, like, damaging
the world. How Meghan's favourite food is ruining
our
lives.
Meghan's favourite snack is ruining the planet.
So I'm going to read it out, right? So... As a couple, we believe in media freedom and objective, truthful report and truthful reporting. We regard it as a cornerstone of democracy, and in the current state of the world, on every level, we have never needed responsible media more. See, now that I break down the statement, there's parts of it where I'm like, because he's basically saying he wants to pick and choose which media he enjoys. Unfortunately, my wife has become one of the latest victims of a British tabloid press that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences. A ruthless campaign that has escalated over the past year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn son. There is a human cost to this relentless propaganda, specifically when it is knowingly false and malicious. And though we have continued to put on a brave face, as so many of you can relate to, I cannot begin to describe how painful it has been. Because in today's digital age, press fabrications are repurposed as truth across the globe. One day's coverage is no longer tomorrow's chip paper. Up to now, we have been unable to correct the continual misrepresentations, something that these select media outlets have been aware of and have therefore exploited on a daily and sometimes hourly basis. It is for this reason we are taking legal action, a process that has been many months in the making. The positive coverage of the past week from these same publications exposes the double standards of this specific press pack that has vilified her almost daily for the past 9 months. They have been able to create lie after lie at her expense simply because she has not been visible while on maternity leave. She is the same woman she was a year ago on our wedding day, just as is the same woman you've seen on this Africa tour. For these select media, this is a game and one that we have been unwilling to play from the start. I have been a silent witness to her private suffering for too long. To stand back and do nothing would be contrary to everything we believe in. This particular legal action hinges on one incident in a long and disturbing pattern of behaviour by British tabloid media. The contents of a private letter were published unlawfully in an intentionally destructive manner to manipulate you, the reader, and further the device... the divisive agenda of the media group in question. In addition to their unlawful publication of this private document, they purposely misled you by strategically omitting select paragraphs, specific sentences and even singular words to mask the lies they had perpetrated for over a year. There comes a point when the only thing to do is to stand up to this behaviour because it destroys people and destroys lives. Put simply, it is bullying which scares and silences people. We all know this isn't acceptable at any level. We won't and can't believe in a world where there is no accountability for this. Though this action may not be the safe one, it is the right one. Because my deepest fear is history repeating itself. I've seen what happens when someone I love is commoditized to the point that they are no longer treated or seen as a real person. I lost my mother and now I watch my wife falling victim to the same powerful forces. Wow. Like,
it's intense.
It's intense.
And it does make you feel really, really bad for them.
Mm.
Like,
I have mixed opinions of it now, right? So when I first read that, I was like, oh my God, like, I completely get this. Like, he watched his mother die. Like, he literally blames, you know, the British press for her death. Like, he thinks that's why she died, that she was being chased by paparazzi. So I 100% understand that. But what I don't like, and I'm starting to realise now, is that Harry wants to try and control the content that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely parts where, I mean, you've said it, like, oh my God, like, why are they talking about avocado and blaming Meghan Markle?
It's crazy. Like,
there has been crazy stuff and they have tried to vilify her. I do believe in that. But at the same time, they are public members of the, sorry, they're not like normal people. Like, they're members of this like elite family that in Britain, people are paying for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's a senior member of the British royal family and he's reaping the benefits of that.
But so, I feel like he's using Meghan and Meghan is using herself as this way to bring all the media down because, oh, she's not a royal. Like, she's only just come in, leave her alone. She doesn't know. Well, then don't fucking marry Prince Harry. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not that I'm condoning the behaviour. I do think it's awful and I know the effects it can have on people when people are constantly slamming you and damning you, but there's a lot of other forces involved in the situation. Like, first of all, you know, there's so many people in the royal circles that have said that Meghan has planted stories herself in the press. You know, that US Weekly story that came out right after. Basically, the Mail have kind of hit back now, right? So,
yeah, and said that the letter wouldn't have got out there.
Yeah, so they're saying the letter came to being because a big piece in US Weekly, and I remember reading that piece and I remember
thinking,
was it
not People?
I think it was US Weekly. It might have been People, sorry.
I think it was People.
But I remember reading that and thinking immediately that it is something to do with Meghan because it was all these sources that were completely unnamed saying how amazing Meghan was and she gives hand warmers to the, you know, the staff. Like, a lot of the stories that have come out, like, there's no smoke without fire, right? So stories that, you know, they've fired staff, that staff have left, that they've changed nannies, like, that has to be some element of truth to that. Now, I know it's on the basis of trying to vilify Meghan and making her seem really difficult, but then there's also stories that her and Kate Middleton don't get on, and, like, that hasn't properly ever been denied by the royal family.
Yeah.
And Kensington Palace have replied to a lot of things about Meghan and Kate, and they've never, ever denied that they're feuding. So there has to be some parts of all this that comes from something. Like, maybe she's beginning to be vilified because people aren't happy with her in the royal family. Like, people aren't willing to put up with her behaviour. Like, there has to be that question out there. Maybe she is difficult. Maybe she's not nice to people. Maybe that's why the story's begun. On top of that, a lot of all this started because of her dad, you know. He posed those paparazzi shots. He tried to give stories. He earned money for interviews. Like, how is that like the problem of the press?
At the end of the day, this whole thing about the letter wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for her dad being a freak. Like,
yeah, but sorry, in that piece, People or US Weekly, whoever it was like, oh, Meghan's amazing. And she even wrote a letter to her dad and replied to her dad. And then it was like, boom. So obviously, the other press were like, oh, there's a letter. Let's try and get the letter. Which is a journalistic thing to think, like, oh, let's try and get this letter. So basically, Meghan is the one suing DMG, not Prince Harry. But then Harry is suing other people himself.
Yeah.
But Meghan is only suing the Mail for that one story, nothing else. And so basically, she hand wrote the letter to her dad. And in that statement that I just read out there, Harry's saying that parts of it were left out on purpose, and that apparently it's like illegal to reshare something that's handwritten when it's your property. I don't know. I think when you give it to somebody like a third party, like the father, I think, I don't know if it really still is your own, but that's the way she's doing it. And then, so there's been so much you can see in the Mail now and in other press as well, people being really nice to Meghan now. And then they did a big story. So Thomas Markle did a big interview, and he said in it that the only reason he left parts out, like he had a whole explanation for everything all of a sudden. He said he didn't know about the letter. He said that friends pressured him only to share certain pieces. I'd be very interested to see the full letter. I feel like that's what's going to happen. Mm. Because if they're claiming parts were purposely omitted to like vilify her, what else is in there? Like, is she saying really nice things? I don't remember feeling the letter was mean though, do you?
No, I'd say it's just more that it was like incredibly embarrassing. Like, you know, like, she was pouring her heart out to her dad.
I felt bad. I wasn't like, oh, she's a bitch. I was like, oh, that's so sad.
But I'd be interested to see if the case ever did like go to like court or whatever, if they would bring up the fact that like, because obviously Meghan's dad, like he's obviously like a vulnerable person. Mm. Like the fact that he has done all these interviews and all that stuff, posed for paparazzi photos, like Jesus.
And lost his family over it. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I wonder if that's going to be brought up as like something they shouldn't have done.
Mm. Unless he's mentally ill though. Like, do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can't really use. I know what you mean though. Yeah. It's so complicated, and the thing that is starting to get to me now, because when I read that first, I actually tweeted it and I was like, I understand this, like I see where he's coming from, I do feel she was vilified in some ways. But then I look at like Kate Middleton and Prince William, and like my mum would even say that like when Kate Middleton was seeing William for years, they still weren't engaged, like they used to call her Weighty Katie, like they were horrible to her. The press were literally like, why are you waiting around, like you're basically a loser, like he doesn't love you, like these were the kind of things. And like I'm not saying it's okay, it's not okay, but like when your wages are coming from the people, like people do feel they have a right to question you, and I'm not saying it's right, like I do hate this whole online bullying thing, and some of the stuff that's been written about Meghan is awful. And when I saw all the claims about Prince Andrew, you know, coming out about being friends with Jeff Epstein and that whole paedophile story, which was so crazy, like the amount of tech space that got online compared to like the slagging of Meghan, it was tiny. It was like, oh, Prince Andrew like has been accused of sexual assault. Anyway, Meghan had avocado on her toast again.
Like it's just so easy to target her.
So I do feel for her in that way, but this is such a like massive dramatic attack against the press, because after doing that statement, Harry is now on his end suing the Mirror and the Sun for phone tapping.
Yeah, but like years ago.
So
he could have done this so long ago and now he's choosing to do it. It's just, it's funny that he's choosing
like,
to
I
do it.
I get what they're trying to do, but it's really not helping Meghan's cause. I think everyone's going to be blaming Meghan for all of this. No royal has ever in this way, like I know William and Kate sued when they posted topless photos of Kate, and that makes total sense to me. They were on a private vacation. It was like their honeymoon. Like it was a personal invasion, and it was a long shot camera, so they weren't even on the property. Like that was so dodgy, and it was so right to do that. The thing that interests me,
I'd love to know what the stories were that like the information from the alleged phone tapping
or
whatever.
It must have to do with Harry if he's the one suing, so it must be about his relationships, I'd say, at the time.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like the Las Vegas stuff.
You wouldn't need a phone tap for that. You had all the images, like. But this is the thing that interests me. I think this is a very dangerous game Harry's played. Like, I remember I worked over in the Mail in London just for a couple of weeks, like years ago. And I remember like just asking, not even journalists just in that organisation, but everyone, I'd be like, what's the story with the royals? Like, how does it all work? And, you know, like the royal palace like press office would be in touch all journalists all the time, and like there'd be so many stories that were like buried in to keep the royals in favor. Like, look at the Las Vegas thing. Like, again, there's no smoke without fire. I'm sure there's a lot of similar stories about other royals and Harry and back in his wild days. So I'm just like, what's gonna happen? Like, if the Mail
pissed all these people off.
Yeah. And like, there's definitely been secrets that have been kept from the public about the royal family. And I just don't know what's going to happen now. But look, they're obviously vigorously fighting this. I do think, do I think they were prejudiced against her? Like, I don't know. It's such a difficult one. I do feel like people in general have vilified her, and the media is only a reflection of what people think. Like, I think going to that country to find the factory where she made the swaddle was ridiculous. Yeah, like,
that was crazy.
And the avocado story was ridiculous. But a lot of the other stuff is because other people are saying it. Like, they're getting sources from inside the royal family. They're seeing tweets from fans. Like, people are feeling this way, and the media just represent that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I just don't like... You did a piece as well about how Harry like reprimanded that Sky News.
Oh my god! Like reporter. The shade.
That was so awkward to watch.
And like, obviously, I get that she had asked him like a question that wasn't like planned or anything like that. But the way that he like kind of shook his arm in front of her, it was like
swatted her away. Like,
don't behave like this. Like, wow.
It was so rude.
Yeah,
that really turned me off him, I have to say.
Mm.
The thing is, like, now they're doing this stuff with, like, Ed Sheeran. They're trying to, like, do a new series on Netflix with Oprah. You cannot ask for the support of the media and also at the same time sue them and tell them that they're malicious, that they're liars, that they're making things up. Like, he's so strong in the statement saying that everything is malicious lies. I don't believe that for one second.
Mm.
People don't make up random stories. Like, the stories about staff texting her late at night, like, that they obviously wanted that to be a denial. But then in that People magazine piece, it was like, oh, she's texting them because she's so passionate about her work. So that was true. Mm. So when you look back at some of the stories, like, they were true. It's just the way it's represented, Harry doesn't like it. But if she is texting staff at 5 a.m, you would question, like, why is she doing that?
Yeah.
I think people have a right to ask that question, only because she's now a royal. I do still agree, I don't like the online bullying. There has been many things I've read about her and I felt really terrible for her, and I feel like she can't do anything right. But I don't think that this is the right way to do it. Like, I just don't like the way Harry has behaved. Fair enough for Meghan to sue, and Meghan, because she's like also American and she's an actress. Mm-hmm. But now that Harry's getting so involved.
I do think that, like, they have the right to obviously seek legal action and stuff if they do feel like Meghan is being wronged here. Yeah. And then obviously Harry as well. But I think he just needs to, like, calm the fuck down. Like,
take a second.
Yeah, like, just chill.
I mean, it must be so hard because I know they have a newborn baby and I can't imagine dealing with the stress of, like, everyone feeling like the whole world is against you and all that stuff. Like, I'm sure it's horrible. But then so much of what they do, like, they look for support. And I just don't like in the way in that statement he was like, I like responsible media. Like, it's kind of like, well, if you say it the way we want you to say it, then we're good.
Mm.
And he said in it that he felt they couldn't respond. Like, instead of suing everyone, why didn't you just come out with a statement?
Yeah, and say that's
like,
not true.
She never responded on the Thomas Markle stuff. Like, that was a decision that was made before she married into the family. So she could have released statements and she didn't. I think she once... The Kensington Palace released a statement saying that he wouldn't be coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
And that Meghan was concerned.
That was like the only time.
That was it. Like, you have every right to respond to a journalist. Everyone does. Like, so it's this week I've really thought about it and I'm like, no, I don't like this. Because they just rely upon the media so much. And I don't know why, like... Were they trying to...
Oh yeah, sure. Like, every tour that they go on, they go with a massive group of journalists that follow what they're doing and spread the word about what they're
and
doing.
And it's the same in Ireland. Like, you know, when Leif Radker goes away, there's a team of journalists that are sent. Like, they are paid by
that's
the paper.
That's their job.
Like, that's their job. It's expensive though. Like, the royals don't look after it. The government don't look after it. Like, papers will send people to Washington to go with Leif Radker. Like, it's a part of the job. Like, you sign up for it, you've lived it. Harry doesn't want to be a part of it, clearly. But then release your title. Go live in normal life. You can't ask for normal life and still be the Prince of England. Like,
yeah,
I just think I think since Meghan has come into his life, she's just distorted his image of the whole situation. Like, William, and remember William and Kate,
he's obviously just very protective of her.
We know that William and Kate had some serious, like, accusations about them recently. There's been rumors on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Like, you never see William being like, right, I'm going to sue everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, rumours is a part of public life when you have
I suppose that. William and Kate kind of have to be more careful about what they do because obviously they're like, William is the future King of England. Like,
didn't they say that they're giving Archie the title Prince though? Somehow. And initially they were like, oh, he's not going to be a prince. and then it came out afterwards. This is the thing, and it's funny, like, I'm always like, I've been very pro Meghan, like, and then my sisters always are really pro Kate, so they're always like, oh well, Meghan this and Meghan that, and I'm always like, oh, but now I'm kind of like, yeah, no, that's true, like, she is like slamming the media and all that, but then she's like, oh, I'm the guest editor of Vogue, support me because I'm making this amazing, but don't speak to me and don't ask me questions and don't write stories about this, but like also write about this, like,
yeah,
it's not the way it works, it's a two-way street. Now look, I totally understand if false things were going in there, that's shitty, but then like respond.
Yeah, like, remember that whole parking thing, like, that wasn't true.
They released an apology then. Who was that?
That was the Sun.
The Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that can happen. Like, you know, sometimes stories, it can just be rumors and whispers, and it wasn't true. So there was a story saying that they were
that
no one
they
was
had basically asked staff at Windsor Castle that they couldn't park in this certain car park that was near to where the castle was because it was overlooking their house.
Yeah,
or sorry, the house was overlooking the car park,
but it wasn't true.
Yeah,
but see, why not do more actions like that then? Contact the publication that is incorrect.
And also, what I found weird was that happened months and months later.
The
apology came out, and
something's obviously happened in the last couple of weeks.
Weird.
But yeah, I don't know. I just don't know if this was the right decision. And at the end of the day, like, people are so supportive of Meghan and Harry, like the fans and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see, like, we did a poll actually on our Twitter. Was he mad to like start a war? Was he right? And it was very 50-50. Do you know, like, people were kind of like, ooh, what are you doing? Like, those Las Vegas photos come to mind immediately when I think of. And, like, only one or two places did that story. Like, there was a lot of papers that did not touch that story out of respect for him.
Yeah.
And I know there is other stories that have not been written out of respect for the royal family. So I just wonder, is that going to change now?
Mm.
Are we going to see it? I'd say Prince Charles is like, fuck's Harry. Camilla's like, right, okay. Everyone's just like,
also,
oh.
Sorry, can we talk about, is it Beatrice that announced her engagement the other day?
Yeah.
Very convenient timing.
Yeah, I know.
After her father is like involved in this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing.
I can't cope.
I cannot cope.
And then I saw her mom, Fergie, was like, me and Andrew are so delighted. Are you? How are you doing? Like, how's Andy? How's he getting on?
So fucked.
But you don't think it's so weird that that story has been kind of swept under, but Meghan and her avocado is front page news?
Extremely serious allegations so against serious. Him. Like,
well, maybe the royals are happy that maybe they told Harry to do this then to keep people off the Andrew story. Like, sue everyone, Harry.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. You know who else has caused a bit of controversy recently? Well, this week, actually, is Ellen DeGeneres. Did you look at all that stuff? I don't think we covered it, did we?
Yeah, I only kind of saw this like last night. It's kind of like,
did you watch the whole thing? So basically,
I didn't watch the whole thing, no.
Ellen DeGeneres went to like a football game in the US, and she was invited by the guys who like own the team. So she
was Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, or something.
Even though she is actually a fan of the opposite team, which is weird. But she went, and obviously like it was really elite seating. It was like right on the pitch, and there was loads of celebrities around, and she was sitting next to George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And while the game was playing, sometimes they cut to the audience. There was a shot of her sitting beside George W. Bush and laughing, just being like, haha. And like the internet went absolutely insane because obviously she's gay. She's not Republican, like blah, blah, blah. She supported Hillary, like all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure she did. So people went crazy and she gave an apology, but like the apology, it's not even an apology, sorry, she gave an explanation.
Yeah, it wasn't really an apology.
But it has not gone down well at all. So basically she did an explanation saying like, oh, I'm kind to everyone. When I say kind to people, it doesn't mean only kind to people who have your political views. Like I have friends that have different views to mine. And then she basically admitted that her and George W. Bush are friends.
Mm.
But like the amount of war crimes that he is like accused of. He's like anti, is he... something to do with gay laws that he hasn't approved or something.
You know what confuses me though, right? Like he is like, and it's like public knowledge that he is really good friends with Michelle Obama. Like they have like a really good relationship and like they've been photographed holding hands. They always sit together whenever.
Why were they holding hands?
Like they just like are really good friends and like they get on so well. And she's spoken about it in interviews before, like her friendship with George W. Bush and everything.
Maybe he's actually gas crack.
So yeah, and she said that like he was really funny and stuff. So I don't understand because obviously everyone on bloody earth is like obsessed with Michelle Obama. She can do no wrong. So, like, how are people so pissed off with Ellen, but, like, Michelle is so, like, out there about her friendship with George?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it in some ways, though. But I think it's mainly because Ellen is, like, so liberal.
Yeah.
And she's gay. Like, whereas...
I think, yeah, people were more just like, what? Yeah. Like, it was so random.
She said, yeah, I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that it's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. Like... I agree in some aspects. I'm definitely friends with people that other people wouldn't like or like people that might find they're controversial or things like that. And I'd be like, oh, I don't really care about what they do. So I do kind of understand that if you have a friendship with someone, it's about your friendship with them. It's not about what they do in their daily lives. But I think when you're like such a popular host and like you're friends with like so many celebrities, you're like representing Hollywood. Like mm-hmm. that's what like I think people thought. So yeah, it hasn't gone down that well. There's been a lot of celebrities tweeting about it, like not happy. I saw Mark Ruffalo actually. Let me see if I can find a tweet. Because obviously people would be scared to talk up against Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm.
And someone actually quote tweeted her explanation saying about being kind to everyone. And someone said, maybe start with your own staff. I was like, oh.
There's been a lot of rumors about Ellen, hasn't there? Mm. Like that she's not actually.
Yeah,
the nicest person.
Yeah, so sorry. So Mark Ruffalo tweeted, sorry, until George W. Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, including American-led torture, Iraqi deaths and displacement, and the deep scars, emotional and otherwise, inflicted on our military that served his folly, we can't even begin to talk about kindness. God. So like, yeah, you forget about the Iraq War.
I feel kind of bad even commenting on this now because I have no idea even about half of that stuff.
Yeah, when you think of 9/11, Iraq War, that was all George W. Bush. So... yeah, like I guess it's unfortunate that she was just caught on video. It is weird that Michelle Obama is such good friends.
I do understand if like the anger if like, you know, George W. Bush's actions directly affected you or your family or blah, blah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, no, I do understand that.
And I think the reason Michelle probably got away with it is Obama took over from George W. Bush, so they were always at things together for a good year. So it's probably okay for them to be seen together.
Yeah.
Like he's no longer the president, like he might be different now. But yeah, it was interesting. It's the first time I've ever seen like Ellen kind of vilified where people were literally like, wow. But in the same week when Meghan and Harry put out the statement, she like supported them and was like, yeah. Go Meghan, I'm proud to call them my friends. So all of a sudden Prince Harry is like best friend, well, and Meghan are best friends, like George Clooney, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, like everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. I just don't know if it's going to help them because it's all elite celebrities that are all like, oh
yeah. I feel like Ellen tries to be fucking friends with everyone though.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how I feel about Ellen anymore,
like I don't know. I don't know.
So speaking of scandals, we have to dedicate this entire episode to Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy.
Oh my God.
The tea has been piping hot. Like it's been too hot.
Wagatha Christie. Like, Wagatha Christie. It's so funny because
like these kind of stuff and even the Meghan stuff, like it does actually give me anxiety. Like I would not like to be in Meghan's position. Mm-hmm. And I normally hate like drama like this and people airing their dirty laundry.
This but just blew
Colleen
up,
put
though.
This out her yeah. out there herself. But like I never have I seen such a viral sensation.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's still trending. Like
the best thing I saw meme-wise was the one where it's like Colleen Rooney edition of Guess Who.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I actually couldn't breathe. I was laughing.
All
so
the
much.
Line of Duty memes are the funniest AC thing 12. Ever. Like, yeah, where it's like Rebecca Vardy has the right to be interviewed by a wag
one level her senior.
One rank her senior. Oh, so
and
funny.
Actually your man Martin who plays
Martin Compton
who's online duty, he like tweeted about it as well, like everyone's jumping in on it, like this is a case
I think
for AC12.
It's particularly like I think it's blown up so much is because like they're footballers' wives,
yeah,
so lads are all getting involved in this
because they know who's
yeah.
who yeah
so they're like, oh, you know, normally lads they'd be like, oh whatever, like it's just these ones going mad.
Yeah, I actually first saw it on male accounts before I noticed what was going on. Someone tweeted like, this is the best thing that a novel I've read all year. But I'm gonna read out her statement again. So first of all, she tweeted, this has been a burden in my life for a few years now and finally I have got to the bottom of it, ... first of all, like, is Wayne Rooney not a burden on your life?
Like, oh my God, he is like the biggest giant burden in the land.
But anyway, it wasn't about Wayne. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I need to put like music against this one.
Let me do the end part.
Okay, yeah, you do the last
you leave
part.
The suspense.
Okay. Do you know the exact wording? Yeah. Okay. For a few years now, I'd love to do another accent.
Oh my God. What for is Colleen's accent? Now,
she's from Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
No, I won't be able to do it. Okay. For a few years now, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently informing The Sun, in all caps, by the way.
The Sun!
Newspaper of my private posts and stories. There has been so much information given to them about me, my friends, and my family, all without my permission or knowledge. After a long time of trying to figure out who it could be, for various reasons, I had a suspicion. To try and prove this, I came up with an idea.
This literally sounds like an Agatha Christie novel.
I blocked everyone from viewing my Instagram stories except one account.
Oh my god, the mic.
The one was in caps. One account. In brackets. Those on my private account must have been wondering why I haven't had stories on there for a while. Over the past...
People must have been like, what the fuck,
where's she gone? Like, they're probably like, oh, Wayne's at it again. Over the past 5 months, I have posted a series of false stories to see if they made their way into the Sun newspaper. And you know what?
They did.
Oh, there could literally be dramatic readings of this. like plays so based funny. On this. The story about gender selection in Mexico, the story about returning to TV, and then the latest story about the basement flooding in my new house.
These are such random stories.
Such random stories in the first place. Like, who would think about it to tell the Sun that her like basement is flooded?
Okay.
Juicy story. It's been tough keeping it to myself and not making any comment at all, especially when the stories have been leaked. However, I had to. Now I know for certain which account / individual it's come from. I have saved and screenshotted all the original stories, which clearly show just one person has viewed them.
It's Rebecca Vardy's account.
Oh my God, the drama. I can't, like, very
oh
well
my
written.
God. Very well
like,
written.
That sounded like an audiobook from
Agatha
Christie.
I feel like she had a bit of help now.
No, yeah, she did. She didn't write that herself. Did you read the Nadine Coyle one, by the way? I need what to get that one up in a second. I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, so that started, and one of my friends sent it to me, and it hadn't really blown up yet. I think she'd had the statement of half an hour or something, and then I was like, oh, and then I went on and, like, every account in the whole world was talking about it. Like, Netflix tweeted, they didn't even comment on what they were talking about, but they went, we need to make a documentary on this. Everyone knew straight away. It just, Colleen has become this instant hero, this like detective. And it's so funny, so many people I saw tweeting during the week that, like, why are people so surprised? Like, this is literally every woman in, like, modern day life. Yeah. This is what they do.
Everyone is an internet sleuth. Like
oh, you know that I am. Did you see that I retweeted this girl who said it reminded her of her mom when she found out that her dad had been cheating on her? And basically her dad had written her a letter, and she could see little markings at the back of the letter. You know when you write a letter on top, if you write on top of a pad.
Oh, and you can see, like, writing from the last page.
So she shaded it all in and read the letter, and it was a letter to another woman, and then she, like, divorced her husband. So
oh my god, I
tweeted it being like, this is me on acid. Like, I am so bad at, like, stalking. But yeah, sorry, Rebecca Vardy came back and with the shittiest denial. Really, like,
she's she's very, very fiercely denying, like, all of the accusations.
She's like, oh, someone must have been on my account, probably, maybe I'm pregnant, leave me alone.
Yeah,
that was literally the
and she's statement. Basically just asking. So when this all kicked off, Bex is on Holliers in
Poor
Dubai.
Bex. Poor Bex.
She's on holiday in Dubai. So she is flying back from Dubai now, and she's
adamant. She's very pregnant to be in Dubai, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty pregnant.
Yeah.
She's very, she's like dedicated to proving her innocence and has apparently hired a team of forensic IT experts to prove that, like, it wasn't her and that it was someone else on her account. Lol.
Please. I loved the part of her statement. She was like, not being funny, but I don't need the money. Like, I don't think she was selling.
Someone turn that into a song lyric.
Like,
please.
Don't
I'm
be
not
funny,
being
but
funny,
I don't
need the money.
Cardi B, are you listening? Oh my God, imagine if
we
Cardi
could do that.
You did a really good rap there. That was really good.
Thank you.
Coming to the Gossies 2020, like, our opening
not
song.
Not being funny, but I don't need the money.
And just have, like, cash thrown everywhere on stage.
Be like, money.
Yeah.
Money.
You fully written a full song.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it.
Oh my God, the lyrics and the verses could be so funny.
Oh my god. Although,
yeah, I did realize that Rooney rhymes with loony, so I was thinking of that the other day, like what would rhyme with Vardy, but not that much. Hardy. Party. We'll be back next week.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Wow.
You need to step
we'll
back.
We'll be
the
back
mic.
Next week with a full rap.
Vardy party.
The Vardy party. Loony Rooney. I really want to make this rap. I can need you to see like dollar bills in the air and everything. We should try and get Rebecca to come to the Cossies.
Oh my god,
Rebecca
we should.
And Colleen, the reunion.
Oh my gosh, she'd be there. Like.
She'd be there. Like, but yeah, sorry. Celebrities only don't leak stories for money. Like, they leak it so that you like will write about them. Do you know, like, I've seen it loads of times. We've actually never done it, but I've seen in other publications where like a model or whatever will tell stories about another model, and then all of a sudden that model has been written about all the time. Yeah. The one who gave the information. But like the Sun are never going to reveal their sources. Like, most journalists will literally go to jail before they reveal sources. Like, that's how strict it is. So the Sun, I'd say, are never going to get involved in this. It's going to be interesting to see what she wants to do.
Well, did you see that they put, I'm pretty sure they deleted the stories. Basement thing, but I think they left some of the others up and said that for all the stories that they wrote, they did contact Colleen's rep and they just had no comment.
They did contact her. Interesting. Yeah,
and they said for
that.
Every single story they did contact her, and she just didn't comment.
Because when all this came out, I was like surprised, because I know how good the journalists are in the Sun in the UK. That they wouldn't contact, like they always contact everyone over everything. So again, back to the Harry Meghan thing, any celeb listening, like, just respond. Like, even off the record, like, I never expect people to respond with a quote that they want printed, but like when people are like, off the record that didn't happen or like that, I'd be like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, all you can do is take someone's word. But she obviously wanted to see where the story is going to
make it. So that's what makes sense.
And they weren't so crazy, like a flooded basement doesn't question your, like, you know, it's not bad for your integrity or like your public profile.
Bad for your gaff.
Bad for your gaff and random.
Yeah, random. Very random. But what I find funny about this whole situation is, like, I'd say the stampede going into Elstree Studios, all the wags trying to get in to try and fucking get on this morning.
What's her name has been in there every day.
So Nicola McLean, she is on this.
She's
so
on everything
hard.
I've ever seen.
So she is been very, very fiercely defending Rebecca Vardy. She's a friend.
Are they good
of hers.
Friends?
Yeah. They're mates. I don't think they're good friends now, but they're mates. Huh. And
I feel like Nicola could be friends with anyone now when she feels like it.
Nicola's argument is basically that, like, this is so unfair that Colleen has done this so publicly when Rebecca is so heavily pregnant. Mm. And she's arguing that, like, her baby could be harmed, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, she was like, babies die in situations. I was like, oh my God, calm down.
Yeah, like, it's pretty intense. Now, I'm conflicted here because I actually do, like, what if Rebecca didn't fucking do it? And, like, she's had all this stress on her and she's, like, so heavily pregnant.
Well, this is the thing, right? My question with it isn't really, did she do it or not? But, like, did it need to be so public?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing. Like, I know we were all, like, lol the tea, but, like, if, like, she's had to put her kids out of school and
like
all this kind of stuff.
And she's getting death threats and people are wishing her baby to die.
It's like when everything happened with Jordan Woods and Tristan and, like, Chloe was, like, villainizing Jordan, like, you forget the impact it has on their life. So, like, Colleen didn't have to share that information. She also didn't seem to tell her because it sounded
like
she got a call afterwards. But she was obviously so annoyed and so sure of herself that she wanted to humiliate her, because we don't know what story in the beginning kicked off this whole thing. So maybe something really personal about Colleen and Wayne was leaked by this account, and that's why she was like, right, I need to figure out who this is. We're only seeing the stories about the basement and all that stuff, which is just means nothing, but it must have come from somewhere I've heard, where something very serious.
Well, yeah, because in the statement, didn't she say, like, for years someone has been leaking stuff to the press about me, and I've never knew who it was.
I mean, why would you be putting, like, would you not question why someone would be like, hey guys, I'm in Mexico, I'm like doing the gender selection, like, why? Why would you put that
random
on your story in the first place?
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to read out the Nadine Coyle one, right? So there's a Twitter account that's called, what's it called? Nadine Coyle, right? So it's all spelt really weird,
oh,
so you can do your accent.
Oh my God, stop.
So I need to read it. So it's like, thus has been a burden on my life for a few years now, and finally I have got...
Oh my God, what?
Finally, I got to tell you the bottom of it. All right, so it's a full statement.
Your accent is not great.
But this
honest.
Is, I'm just reading it out. I'm reading it out. Wait, let me read for a second. Okay.
Your accent, I can't cope.
No, as it's written.
Like, no, I know, I know.
So it's sounding weird. For a few years now. Like, she does say things like that.
Yeah, no,
she,
flyers.
Someone who I still don't know. Do you want to try and read it?
Let me see.
It's so good.
This has been a burden on my life for a few years now, and finally, I have got to the bottom of it. Oh my god, flyer. Oh my god.
Can you do it?
It's very long.
Even read like the end part.
Okay, I'll read the end part. I have saved and screenshot. I kind of sound Scottish. All the original posts. I can't. Which clearly. Which clearly show that this one person. I sound Scottish. Has not bothered to view them. It's Cheryl's account.
So good. Stop. Sorry that we can't breathe or do it properly, but if you are, if you're on Twitter, it's
I thought you were going back into the accent.
No, if you're on Twitter, no, if you're on Twitter, it's actually spelled like. It's not like Nudine Coyle now. So it's N-U-H.
Nudine.
Nudine. N-U-H.
Coyle.
I'm trying to breathe here. So it's at N-U-H-D-E-E-N. So Nudine and then Coyle now. It's very funny. Yeah, she was basically.
What's the thing she said on Living with Lisa? Oh, ours and ours and ours.
It says after. It's basically trying to say that, like, Cheryl doesn't care about her music. Like, it's actually like, there's been so much information about me, my gaze and my solo music. What's my gaze?
My gaze.
It's very funny.
Anyway, I can't go.
Please go read the tweet at Nadine Coyle now.
Nadine?
But... that's what I've loved about the drama, even though I've been like, oh, that's really awkward. The reactions. Thing, it's just the memes.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like, my favourite times on Twitter is normally the Rosa Tree.
Mm-hmm.
Love Island was brilliant this
so
year.
So good.
For the
Toy
memes.
Show
the Toy
is
Show is very good.
Good.
What else can be good? The Late Late Show in general is actually quite good to watch, but that was, yeah. That's been the best, like, when we're doing the countdown of, like, the biggest stories of the year, like, that's going to probably be number one. Yeah. Like, that's how good it is. So what do we think is going to happen? Like, do you think Rebecca's going to try and, like, sue her for suggesting that she was the one who did it?
I don't know. Like, Colleen was very clever in that she wrote, it's Rebecca Vardy's account, not a Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The fact that she's all the screenshots saved, like, she's receipts. Mm-hmm. Like, so if she was just trying to sue her.
I did a story today. So Rebecca, she did an interview with The Sun, and she
called
basically
her a pigeon.
She basically said that she's determined to prove her innocence, whatever. But, like, apparently Colleen has only handed over, like, one screenshot.
To who? To her?
Yeah, or to lawyers or something.
Oh.
But, like, she's basically demanding that Colleen, like, hand over more
all
proof.
All of them. Yeah. I wonder, did she just, like, in the moment send that to Colleen? Like, she was obviously thinking about it, but I wonder, was she just so angry? She was like, let's do it. Yeah, that was so weird that she said arguing with her would be, like, arguing with a pigeon.
Yeah, that kind of made no sense, to be honest.
Like, okay. As in, like, she's not going to listen to her.
And it's funny, like, in the, because, like, whatever interviewer, like, was doing the interview with her, like, they note that, like, in the middle, she, like, stopped to burst out crying and, like, all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting as well? I was just going to say, and now it's no longer
gone?
Interesting because I can't think of it.
I wonder how, like, Wayne and Jamie are, like, feeling with
they're
the whole situation.
WhatsApp
because obviously,
like,
they are on the England team together. Like, I'd say they're like, yo.
They're like, mate, yeah, yeah, grand. See you later.
Madness,
mm. Yeah, grand. What was I going to say about it? Oh, yeah, sorry. If she did do it, which, let's be clear, she probably did, you're hardly going to be saying, being like, hey, yeah, I did. I gave all your stories to The Sun. I but really wanted to get
she's
coverage.
She's being so firm that she didn't
but
do it.
Of course
it.
He would be.
I don't know.
Like, Jordan Woods made the stupidest mistake being, like, silent. Like, if I was Jordan, I'd been like, oh my God, like, I didn't do it. But instead she was like, like, of course Rebecca has to deny it. Like, how could she admit it? How could she be like, yeah, like, I just really wanted to be in the sun more, so I just gave your stories away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be interesting, because, like, if she's going to go down this route of, like, the IT tech forensic team getting the AC-12 in, like, fucking bringing everyone in, she's going to have to blame someone else. So who's she going to blame? One of her clients that had access to her Instagram?
And, like,
that's
even...
That's a dangerous game as well.
Like, she's... arguing that one of the stories that went up, I'm not sure if it's the one about Mexico or the fucking basement or whatever, but she said that when they were posted, she was literally on like a long haul flight somewhere
with Wi-Fi access.
I don't know, but she's arguing that, which kind of makes no sense, because like she could have fucking
24 hours
told them about it the day before or something. Yeah. So I don't know,
I feel like for Colleen to write such a statement with clearly some legal help, there has to be more to the story than her just thinking it. But God, it's very funny. And like, what was in, there was something in the news yesterday. I can't remember what it was, but someone was like, put Colleen Rooney on the case. I was like, oh my God. I was like,
brilliant.
Wow.
Like,
she must be loving life right now. She must be like, woo, I'm the best. But yeah, no, I do think it could have been kept private. I mean, for our entertainment, I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel bad for Rebecca. But like, if she did it, then like, she shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Same with Jordan, but I also felt really bad for her too. I just don't like the public shaming thing. But to be fair, I feel like more of the memes are just kind of funny about Colleen. I haven't really seen anything like, die Rebecca. Like, I haven't seen that. I know she's saying she's getting death threats.
She shared a screenshot.
Did she?
Someone like said, I hope your baby dies. Wow. So that's pretty intense.
That's pretty harsh. How pregnant is she? 7 months or something? She looks about 9 months.
Yeah, she's fairly pregnant.
I can't believe Colleen would do this while I'm pregnant. But she like must have only just figured it out somehow. When was the flooding story? That was the most recent one.
I don't know.
I think that was the most recent story. And then before we wrap up, we're just going to do a little keeping up with the Kardashian wrap up, wind up. So much has happened. So obviously... Kylie and Travis.
Yeah, so that was, last week?
Yeah,
it was early last week.
And we were just having a discussion in the office about how long are Kylie and Travis going to last.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like, I really think they're the real deal. And the next morning, they split.
So when the story came out at the time, it was very much that they were on a break, blah, blah, blah. They tried to, I think once, because you know the way they both went on tour, Travis's Astro World Tour, and the sources kind of said that once the tour wrapped up and once they went on her big birthday trip and like returned to normal life,
that's
like things just kind of like, you know, like the excitement was gone, and then they're like, oh, we actually have to live together and raise a child.
Okay, yeah, it must be so weird, like being on tour and having minders and helpers and like the buzz of being on stage and like filming a documentary for Netflix and like all this stuff going on, and then
it's just like, oh.
Oh, can you change her?
Do I like you?
but the scandal with this was that then the next night, 2 o'clock in the
literally
morning,
the next night,
she was pictured outside
Tyga's
music studio. Now, it is in a hotel just off
Sunset Marquee.
The Sunset Marquee. And there was pictures of her there right outside. But she actually, which is what Harry and Meghan should have been doing, she responded with a tweet and was like, no, I was dropping my girls off.
Can I just say, I fucking love when celebrities do this, where
I'm
they literally just bypass their managers, their agents their lawyers, and they're just like, actually,
just
no.
And the Kardashians are really good at doing that, especially Kim and Kylie. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, Khloe too, they're like, fuck it, we'll just tweet. I'd say their like team of like publicists and managers
are like, Christ.
And like, there was a lowercase I on her Twitter, and I was like, no.
So you can just tell she just quickly typed that
herself
out and was like,
so she was like, no, it's not true, and like, me and Travis are trying to work on things for our daughter, blah, blah, blah.
She said they were on great terms.
But then there was like the night afterwards, her and Khloe were spotted in a club that Tyga was also in.
Yeah.
So there's coincidence, and then there's girl, please. Like, now maybe she's just talking to him. I hope they don't get back
together
because he's an asshole.
I cannot cope with the whole like Instagram model thing.
That was so random.
So weird.
So but fans like, basically started tweeting that there was another
apparent side chick. Like, he's since denied that ever been with this girl. But her name is Rosian Carr. But her name is Young Sweetro on Instagram. Wow. And she is like an Insta model. She's about the scene kind of thing. And like, she seems to have known Travis since like 2013 or something like that. So they've known each other for
years. But is
there
any photos of them together?
There is one photo that she posted of him from years ago.
Okay.
While he was like performing or something. But like there was just like a few kind of things that fans thought were kind of like clues, where she posted a photo and you could see like a guy's pair of sneakers in the corner and like Travis was photographed wearing those same sneakers like that day.
Yeah, they were doing work like Colleen Rooney does work.
Yeah.
They were investigating. Like, yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, now the latest story is that their E! News are saying that they're going to get back together.
Yeah, Travis, Kylie and Travis are going to get back together.
Let's hope so. For the Kardashians, for our lives, for Stormy's life.
For Stormy.
So yeah, I think we've caught you all up on the gossip that we've missed these last couple of weeks. Sorry that I couldn't breathe when I was pretending to be Nadine Coyle. But do check out that tweet. And yeah, we've already got a few guests lined up now for the show over the next couple of weeks. Some nice intimate interviews coming up. And yeah, I wanted to say before we ended, we were really sad to see Exposé go, weren't we?
Yeah, so sad.
Such a good show. And I used to watch
such an amazing team.
Yeah, amazing team. A real flagship show, I thought, in Ireland for Irish TV. And like, I remember like every night as a teenager watching Exposé, like rushing home for 6 o'clock to watch it. And then obviously I got to be on it for like 6 months as well. So like, that was amazing. So they've been so supportive to us and they filmed at the Gossies every year.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say I thought that was really sad and best of luck to the whole team. I hope like they land in really cool places. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll chat to you next week.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.